Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, alongside Alec Medford. And we also have Jacob Ray in studio with us. If you're like, hold on, who is that guy? You hear him all over the station. He fills in for everybody. One of our shining up-and-comers here at the station.
He's a stud! And I finally get to work with him. Like, I've trained him, and I work alongside him, but I get to, like, work with him. This is fun.
Matter of time.
So you, what did you just say? Did you say shower
just
time?
Just a matter of time.
Oh, I matter of time.
Shower time. No, he said sandwich time.
Oh, dude, sandwich time is amazing. It's one of my favorites.
You say that real quick. At Taco Bueno last Friday, in Flower Mound, as we introed AM on the FM, multiple people in the restaurant yelled sandwich time.
Thank you very much, Tolos. Y'all, look, man, things like the dip, all right, sandwich time, like there's so many unique things. Dude, shield your home for Rhino Shield. The fact that people slam their fists down and go, shield it, they do it with us. The fact that people actually walk into GM Justin Rudd and smash their hand on the table and demand to see Justin Rudd. Like, those are things that we say and y'all carry out. Y'all make these things even cooler. A lot of times people ask me about, you know, lore when it comes to the station. Oh, tell me about this. We don't know what's going to hit. We can think, oh, dude, we're doing a bit that's going to be absolutely brilliant. But it really is the Tolo that says, I liked that, and I want to discuss that more, and I want to use it in my daily life. Like, y'all are the ones that make this thing cool. So thank you very much for enjoying the sandwich with us, you know, enjoying the sandwich conversation. Uh-huh. I appreciate it. Alec, you did have some breaking news about the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I do believe that they were checking in on Gardner Minshew's ACL after the other ACL injury. I don't know if—I haven't seen an update on that yet. But this is not about the players or anything that's going on the field.
Yeah, but very big picture item here. Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star from the local beat there reporting that the Chiefs have informed administrative officials that they will announce their move to Kansas today, pending the expected LCC approval. So a big-time change could be coming, and it sounds like it is coming, for the Kansas City Chiefs, no longer in the future going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to be going to the state of Kansas, and we could get that announcement today, which is going to break all the hearts of the Fred Davises of the world.
Whenever we went to Kansas City, I had never known that Kansas City split the border. Like I never knew that. And so I went there for some event in college, and I was like, oh man, Kansas is so cool. And they're like, this is Missouri, you dumbass. And I was like, what? What is happening right now? And so, but what I'm fascinated by is they were talking about putting a domed stadium together. And that Arrowhead Stadium is amazing. It looks so cool. It's an old stadium, but it still looks so cool, has such a great vibe about it. And I'm very interested to see how you encapsulate all that fun stuff that they've been able to create and keep that sound in a dome stadium. I just don't know how it's going to be done, but I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for that update today there, Alec Medford. It is time for hits and misses, and we start with the tracking the top 10 rushers and top 10 passer records over the week, as we always do. Very elementary level conversation on this, but top 10 passers this week, 3-7. The top 10 rushers, 7-3. So again, right now it is 73-73-2 on the season for passers, 106-37-2 on the season for the top 10 rushers each week. So they're doing, running the ball is important. We always say that. We've always said that on this show. Would you guys like the hits or the misses from this week?
You know what, Jacob? I think we go with the misses first because his thought process here is interesting.
All right, guys, we start with Lamar Jackson's health. That is a miss. Poor dude. Back injury, has to leave the game. And it just, this season has been tough for him in general. And that's honorable mention, though. Honorable mention, Lamar Jackson's health is a big miss. Also honorable mention, Puka Nacua, 225 yards, 2 touchdowns, but they lost. George Pickens, 7 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown, but the Cowboys lost. Therefore, they missed, all right? Missed and whiffed completely.
It's National Math Appreciation Day, and I don't think the math is quite mathing there, Majors.
I'm just saying.
It's your list, so I can't really debate it. I can just question it,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. You can question it, but that's all you can do, honestly.
I feel powerless. Okay.
Guys, number 3 on the misses of the weekend, DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Or the other guy. I don't know exactly where this stands at the moment, but watching the video, it looks ridiculous. It looks like a punch. From the other angle, he grabs the guy by the shirt and pulls him down and then swats at him. And then we saw a little while ago that DK Metcalf, according to, I think it was Pelissero, said that this is a guy that he's already had to point out to security before with the Seahawks. The same fan, he reported to security with the Seahawks while playing for that club last year. And so the fact that DK Metcalf left and didn't say anything to the media afterwards, a little embarrassed, I would say. He was embarrassed of what he just did, and he knows it's going to end up in a punishment. And he was like, look, probably the bosses came to him and said, you need to just go. Don't bring any more attention to it because it's already got enough attention to it. You need to just go, and we'll figure out how to navigate the optics on this for you. And that looked bad. It looked really bad. And whoever – look, man, as players – somehow you got to block all that out and focus on what's going on in the field. That should be your focus anyway. The other side of it is, how far is too far as a fan in the things that you say? And some things are just ridiculous. We've heard plenty of them.
The reason that I don't want to knock DK too much, you shouldn't put your hands on fans.
Mm-mm.
Like that I want to make that clear. That, and the way the NFL is going to handle it, in my mind, is very much like, you do not impact the people who drive this ship. Like, that is our home as a collective league. That's our house. You don't treat visitors like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're going to handle it, and that's why I think he's going to get a multi-game suspension. But at the same time, whenever you start to see that, no, he told his previous team about this fan, and this fan clearly is traveling to troll this guy and to verbally hurt him, you know? And if those things were actually said and they are true, then this fan needs to be banned from NFL stadiums for life, because you can't say those things to another human. It doesn't matter if they're an athlete. We talked about it after the Marshawn Nealon tragedy. Is like, we see these guys in their pads and their helmets and their fancy cleats, and we see them as superheroes, especially DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
He has 0.5% body fat, and he is a monster of a human. We see him as a just freak of nature, not a person. You don't do that. So I can't be too mad at him. I do have a preview into your hits. Ian Rappaport saying that Gardner Minshew received some good news. His ACL was spared. Sources say after the MRI, he is still injured and could miss game time, but it's not what they feared.
Dude, he might have a chance to go out to lose to the Titans again then. that's a possibility for him. Also, number two on the misses list, Warren Brinson and Romeo Doubs. Now, you might be going, the hell is Warren Brinson? Think about this for a second. The Bears and Packers game was close. It was 3rd and 20, and Warren Brinson grabbed Caleb Williams' face mask, giving them a free first down and setting them up for a field goal. They make the field goal, and then Romeo Doubs cannot recover the onside kick, which gives them the ball, which allows them to tie the game up in the fourth quarter. And then that's when the Bears make the amazing play to Jahdae Walker, who, what's that dance where you look like you're kind of hovering across the floor?
The
like
Juby slide.
The Juby slide. He did that across the back of the end zone, and that was awesome. And that was just a wild, like a whole 4 minutes of chaos. And then Caleb Williams says, I got you, DJ Moore, and nails one in the back of the end zone. And that's pretty impressive, man. That is an impressive outing right there. But the Packers, they gave up the booty. That's the way that one went for them. And it was Brinson with the face mask and then Romeo Doubs who could not recover the onside kick. Number one on the misses of the weekend, coming into this game, nobody had been sacked more times than Justin Herbert. Geno Smith and Cam Ward were tied at 49, and the Cowboys could not sack him. They could not put a sack on him, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
And that is,
again,
that's just atrocious. Like, that is bad, dude. This is a team that they just weren't good at this one particular thing, and you couldn't find a way to do it, so that stinks. All right, let's go to the hits of the weekend. Honorable mention, Chris Olave. 10 catches, 148 yards, 2 touchdowns, and his team won against the Jets.
Oh,
did you know he considered retiring last year after multiple concussions?
Yes, and I was all for it because not only did he have multiple concussions, some of them were scary.
Mm-hmm. Where, oh, yeah, dude. Like, it looked like he was done.
Yeah.
Gone.
Like, and I worry for his long-term safety. Get that guardian cap, brother.
Mm-hmm. The also on the honorable mention, Jaylen Warren, 142 catches and 2 touchdowns, and his team won. So that's nice on his part right there. Parker Washington, 6 catches, 145 yards for Jacksonville, 24.2 yards per catch. He had a 63-yarder to go along with it, plus a touchdown, and the Jaguars have put everybody on notice that this isn't a fluke. Although somebody did text in earlier and they said Liam Cohen's a fraud.
How?
I'm trying to figure it out.
How?
I've watched a couple of things on Liam Cohen when it comes to some of the play calls for touchdowns that he's designed. And I think it's quite interesting to see how he'll go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go back and watch a certain defense that a team has and how somebody didn't expose something he can expose. Because defenses have rules.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, every defense has a certain set of rules. And if you know how to manipulate those rules, you can create mismatches all over your routes. And Liam Cohen knows, he saw the rules of the Denver Broncos. One of the best defenses in the league. And went out there and with Parker Washington and Trevor Lawrence and company, exposed them. And made them look bad. So that was nice work by Liam Cohen. I just don't know. I don't know exactly why he would be a fraud. But I'm interested to hear that person's continual excessive information about why they think that. Number three, Calais Campbell got another block, his 11th block in his career. Now, that brought me to this question. Who has the most kick blocks block kicks in their career? And evidently, Hall of Famer Alan Page is widely credited with the most blocked field goals in NFL history with 27.
Oh, yes. I often talk about him.
I don't, but he's actually come up this year more than I expected.
This is the most random
thing. I went back and I brought him up during training camp this year for a specific defensive ends conversation. Calais Campbell, though, now has 11. He is behind Julius Peppers with 13 and Sean Rogers with 17, they say. So that's where we stand is Alan Page, who has like a lot of other unreliable older claims about his 27, but Julius Peppers and Sean Rogers at 13 and 17, and Calais Campbell is now at 11. Dude's really has so much respect for what he's done. Number two, Kenneth Gainwell. Did you see the catch that Kenneth Gainwell made down the sideline that bounced off of his arm? It was my new favorite catch this year. He's flying down the sideline. He's got Anzalone on his side. Dives. The ball hits his forearm, bounces up in the air, and he grabs it and then realizes nobody's touched him and then stands up and runs it in for a touchdown. And I was like, that right there, like that's focus to be able to just get to catch the ball in general and a little bit of luck to go along with it. And that was nice for them. And then number one, hit of the weekend, Caleb Williams. Now you might be thinking, yeah, it was a really good throw by him. No. Caleb Williams spent his victory Sunday handing out meals to the less fortunate while wearing a cheese grater hat.
That's wonderful.
Because he shredded the Green Bay Packers. And I think I just appreciate that on his part. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams is the greatest thing ever, but that was pretty nice trolling. And I respect a good troll job. So nice work by Caleb Williams. You win, sir. The hit of the week. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for Wanker of the Weekend. Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time for Wanker of the Weekend, ladies and gentlemen. We will talk with the G-Bag Nation coming up here in about 15 minutes. Also, don't forget, we will be tomorrow, the Friday football feast will be taking place on a Tuesday.
What?
As we will be at Freebirds off of Beltline. Would love to see everybody out there. I always have some cool stuff to give away and would love to see your faces before the holiday season is upon us. I think we have two more of these after this.
I think so.
So get them in while you possibly can. because we would love to see you. Now, Alec, you said there was an update on the Gardner Minshew injury because it sounded like everything was fine.
Yeah.
And then everything kind of turned around on us.
It was fine until it wasn't. Rappaport followed up right as we went to break and said more specifically, this would be called a non-displaced tibial plateau fracture. That's a lot. One that ends his season and puts Gardner Minshew on IR. Basically, a very bad bone bruise, but no surgery needed.
Mm.
So it's a heal over time thing. They don't have to do surgery, but he is done. So more quarterback issues for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who are they going to roll out now? What do they got there?
Kyle Yeomans.
No, I don't know that Kyle Yeomans will play.
I would take that deal if I were him.
Absolutely. Kyle, you got one shot to go out there and throw to Travis Kelce.
Yeah, you got three kids to feed.
Yeah, dude, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
One game check. Just think about that for a second.
They're going to college.
One game check in the NFL probably crushes my salary for 3 years.
I love seeing that because Rappaport and some of these NFL network guys have gotten real specific when players get suspended, and they'll say this will cost them a game check of $2.5 million, and it's like, oh my gosh. Like, that's one check.
Mm-hmm. All right, it is time for Wanker of the Weekend, ladies and gentlemen. All the things that went terrible for somebody over the weekend.
Oh.
And I know I got this audio. This is Ed Cooley, the Georgetown head coach, who has now been suspended for one game after he struck a child in the stands with a water bottle in a moment of frustration, according to the statement from the school. Here is Coach Cooley after the game.
All right, so first and foremost, I have to apologize to the Nyakun family. Really frustrated, didn't realize I threw my water bottle and it hit. It hit Messiah and his mom. So, you know, definitely out of character for me to be so frustrated. But really, you know, that's not called for. And I'll call them and make amends to that. Just totally, totally out of character of frustration. So I apologize to the fans. I apologize to our players, university. Totally, totally out of character for me to be that way.
And he's suspended for one game, the next matchup against Coppin State. And I think Jeff Battle, their associate head coach, will then take over and lead the team from there. The Georgetown athletic director, Lee Reed, said Cooley's behavior did not meet the school's standard, and that's why he is getting the suspension. He said, I met with Coach Cooley today to discuss the incident. I expressed that his conduct did not align with the standards we expect of our coaches, nor does it reflect the values of Georgetown Athletics and Georgetown University. As a result, he'll be suspended. And I think that when you do something like that, your immediate response to you're being suspended has got to be, yeah, that's probably for the best. Like, that dude, have you seen this video?
I have not.
Dude,
I'm about to go find
and
it.
And I don't know if there's, I didn't see if there's water in the bottle or if it was like an empty bottle, but he just kind of launches this thing towards the bench. And it sails the bench and hits a kid right in the head. And, like, I mean, he absolutely smoked this water bottle. And it stinks. It's hilarious. I'm hopeful that hope the kid's okay. I believe the kid is okay. But
he did it.
And he apologized immediately. But that was tough, man. That was tough for him. So Wanker of the Weekend goes to Cooley, whose team won 18 games last season, doubling the tally from the previous year. So.
Oh, good for them. Yeah, he needs to learn how to control himself and not lose his coolie.
He waited the entire segment to do that.
Yeah, I did.
And you know what? Kevin would be furious that that we laughed about it,
mm-hmm.
and we don't laugh about his jokes. I heard he did the crow joke again over the weekend.
Yeah, he did.
Looking for the cause.
Yep.
And I was like, I was pretty upset about that.
Dude,
but
he made up a story just to get a bit. He said that they're doing circus acts at the UIL state championship games.
So that he could get the crow joke in there?
Just so he could say, yeah, it's intense.
This guy.
No.
You know,
I'm not making that up,
too. We love him, and we hope he has a wonderful holiday, is the best
I guess
we can say at the moment for one Kevin Hagelin.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I might be in the wanker here.
What?
Wanker of the Weekend goes to Tom Izzo and Greg Camp, who brought out their ugly sweaters to coach the game. Izzo said naughty and had a picture of him yelling at a referee. Camp said nice and had him shaking hands with a referee. And it's an ugly sweater contest amongst the coaches. They were matching sweaters, essentially, with the naughty and nice theme going on there. But I don't love ugly sweater situation. I don't. Oh. You can wear an ugly sweater anytime. I guess you're wearing it because it's Christmas and it's cold, or it's supposed to be.
Sure.
But I feel like I always have to go out of my way to go find an ugly sweater for ugly sweater parties, and I'm not into ugly sweaters. Y'all can be. It's okay. Am I the wanker, or is Tom Izzo and Greg Camp the wankers for wearing these ugly sweaters and perpetuating this continued idea that we have to do ugly sweater conversation every year?
I think if you're Tom Izzo, it's fine because that salary is covering a lot. I just see that as a bad usage of money and assets. Even if you do, if you have a six-figure job, good for you. But I don't see that every year having to find a new one. Because if you wear the same one the next year, people are like, oh, you were real creative with it. You got to go find a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to wear it once.
Yeah.
Every single time. Unless you're the person that's chronically returning stuff after using it once and getting your money back, I think they're dumb.
And I don't really want to store them.
Yeah.
I don't have any. Like, now I just have to. That's another hanger that I have to put. I have to.
See?
That's a hanger gone that I could use for a t-shirt. I'm not going to have wrinkled t-shirts because I'm folding them and putting them in the drawers.
Exactly. And I hate that. I just dealt with that the other day because I got a new hoodie and one of my favorite shirts was the last thing in the dryer. And I was like, oh no, I can't let that get wrinkled. And from the 321, some of these quote unquote ugly sweaters are actually nice and not ugly.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
They put a lot of thought into them. It's like, well, I get it. There's a lot going on, but it's not ugly. There's just a lot to look at.
I really do feel like being able to go find the 80s version, like, you know, you watch Stranger Things? No, you haven't watched Stranger Things. That's why you didn't want to talk with Cara Buono.
I know. Huh. Okay. I'll let you try that again if you want. No, I'm actually familiar with her and all the other stuff she's done.
Okay.
But I have not watched Stranger Things. I guess I'm weird because
They wear some old sweaters. And I'm like, where did they get these? Did they go to the designer bin at the Goodwill? Or did they just have somebody has these in wardrobe? Does Hollywood just have wardrobe from forever? Like, they just kept wardrobe around, and they're like, go to the 80s section.
Yeah, pretty much.
In Building 15 on Hollywood Square.
That's how I see it. Netflix just has a giant wardrobe at their, like, main studio that they record at, and it's, like, the size of a warehouse, but it looks like an actual wardrobe, and you open the giant doors, and you just walk in, and it's just by decade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just start shopping here, shopping there. You know, like, if you want something sportsy, we've got the 80s theme sports stuff over here, and then if you want something classy, we've got a 60s blues style suit and everything for you. They got everything.
And then you can go get the Jim Carrey the suit from Dumb and Dumber at Derek's house. That's where those suits are.
What?
He's got both of those suits, I believe.
He's got a lot.
Yeah, he does. Because he's like, I want to have fun with my life. Let's go to Carl Sheffers. Carl Sheffers is absolutely cruel. The end of the Lions and Steelers game, which obviously had a lot of drama going on in it anyway, there was a lot going on. And Amon-Ra St. Brown caught the ball short of the goal line, but before he was tackled, he was able to successfully lateral the ball to Jared Goff, who rumbled into the end zone and got the game-winning touchdown. Or so it seemed. But it wasn't that they said, hey, you know what? It wasn't the ruling. It was the announcement by referee Carl Sheffers that really screwed everybody over and made him wanker the weekend.
It's a pass interference. Let's hear the call right here. What a major call.
Ruling on the field is a touchdown, however. Pass interference, number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over.
Whoa.
There is no touchdown.
Whoa.
OPI on number 14 negates the penalty. There is no replay. The game is over.
That's the most ass-backward way of saying that, or back-ass-word, whatever people would say. It's so ridiculous. the way he said, he was, the ruling on the field's a touchdown. Everybody's like, yeah, and they're all like getting ready to pile out of there and go into the city of Detroit and be cold. And they were just like, this is awesome. And he's like, hold on just a second. I forgot. I didn't tell you the important part first. Not a touchdown. Sorry. Like, there's a whole problem that we had there. It was a touchdown on the field, but it's not anymore. Game's over. See y'all later.
I get it, because I know the refs have to give, like, the textbook. They're given the line that they're supposed to announce to the crowd, right? New York tells them, this is what you're going to say. And they want to make it as clear as possible. It was a touchdown. We called it that. Something happened. There is no replay because it's the end. I get it. But I would just love if he goes, hey, you're going to hate this. The ruling on the field was a touch. You know, just previews. Like, it says, hey, this is not going to end well for you. Bear with me. The ruling on the field is a touchdown. Or, spoiler alert, you're not winning the game.
Yeah.
You know, and then
we understand
the
that we ruled it a certain way, guys.
Yeah, because that was like a heel turn move where, like you said, he was like, it is a touchdown. But after further, he doubled down on it too, where he was like, there is no replay. The game is over. Pass interference. There is no replay. The game is over.
Yeah, from 682, he should have immediately said, offensive pass interference, not reviewable, game over. But he butchered that so bad.
I mean, words are hard.
Dude, you think for a second, you're like, we won the game. And you're not listening. Because even afterwards, can we play that again? Like, skip past the Romo part where he, you know, tries to say things. But, like, let's, right there, you hear them cheer. And then they're like, hold on, what? And then they start cheering again because they're like, oh, okay, so we did win. Here it is.
The ruling on the field is a touchdown. However, pass interference, number 14. On the offense, by rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over. Whoa. There is no touchdown.
Whoa.
OPI on number 14 negates the penalty. There is no replay.
They're still
the
so confused. They're still so confused. They're cheering. They're like, hold on, the game's over then, right? Yeah. What is he saying? Why does this guy keep talking? I can't hear him anyway.
From the 214, the ref should have gone, y'all want the good news or the bad news?
Yeah. That would definitely have been a much more effective way to do that. After the game, did you hear Aaron Rodgers? He was like, hey, I really appreciate these Lions fans being so loud in here. This is nice. It wasn't like this in 05. And then finally, for Wanker of the weekend, Jake Paul. I think we all know why. Alec, this was the shot of Anthony Joshua smiling right before he knocked him out.
Ah, yes.
May have been one of the, like, every boxing fan out there kind of was like, thank you. Thank you. I wanted the Bud Crawford thing to happen so that he could be the one, but I'm very happy that Anthony Joshua did it.
I'm happy that Anthony Joshua did it, one, because he was supposed to. And he told you before the fight, he said, if I don't knock him out in round one, it's a disappointment, which it was, because Jake Paul kept on diving at the knee and grabbing onto his leg for dear life. Anytime he smelt any offensive prowess from the freak of nature that is Anthony Joshua, I forgot how mammoth of a man that man is. And you could see it on his face whenever he got Jake Paul in the corner. He was gassed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He was absolutely gassed and he let his hands down. Joshua smiled and then threw that hook that connected straight on his jaw and fractured his jaw. And I'm in a weird spot because everything going into the fight I respect about Jake Paul. Because he's done amazing things for the sport, making it relevant again, and amazing things for women's boxing specifically, getting them huge purses in terms of the money that they can win in these fights, getting them the platform to showcase their talents. But then you watch the fight, and you remember he's still Jake Paul. He's such a loser. Like, he knew that he stood no chance. So he kept on diving at the knee, grabbing Anthony Joshua's leg and hugging him to the point where the referee had to stop and say, the fans did not pay to see this. This is bad. This is not a good look for either of you. Anthony Joshua wanted that thing to be over in round one, but he leaned into Jake Paul's strategy, which was, can I just delay the inevitable and make this thing go the distance by dodging and grabbing his leg and hugging him every chance I could get? It was so hard to watch. And then round six happened, and I was like, yes!
We got the payoff we were all looking
for.
We
got the end result. I almost used another phrase that was going to get clipped.
Well, I'm glad that it didn't. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time to crosstalk with the fellows from the G-Bag Nation next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time to talk with the fellows from the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how is ya today?
Fantastic, Corey. Thank you so much for asking.
Dude, I don't know how you guys do it other than y'all are grinders. Y'all are the guys. I know Sean likes to talk like he's the, you know, I'm the one that works the hardest at the station, but you guys go out there and you bust your asses on these pre and post game shows and y'all deliver great content for me to be able to be like, all right, I know what I saw, but what did I see? You know? And then I listen to y'all and I'm like, I feel better about things now.
Majors, they pay us to do that. Don't act like we're doing it for free. Okay,
so it is.
If we had to do it for free, Majors, you have to get it somewhere else.
Yep. Okay. Definitely need those checks, and that's exactly why we're doing it. Otherwise,
got a kid in college, you'll have one in there soon.
Not sure I could stomach it.
Yeah, just make sure that the checks keep clearing, because it ain't for the out there for the love of it. You go out there and watch bad defensive football, it's not for the love of it.
Well, and that's got to be good for Eric. Obviously, you got the integrity here.
Eric goes for the food.
You get to go early and then take off. You're done early, so you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he definitely gets paid too, but he gets quality food.
Yeah,
that's what this is all about. Let's not fool ourselves.
Meal prepping, you bring like a little Tupperware. And you're eating till Tuesday.
Just
you know what I mean?
In there. Guys, linebacker Denzel Perryman been suspended without pay for 2 games for repeated violations of playing rules intended to protect the health and safety of players. Evidently, it was the Ryan Flannoy hit, the forcible blow to the helmet of Cowboys receiver Ryan Flannoy while he was on the ground after making a catch, violating Rule 12, Section 2, Article. You guys understand?
Yeah, we know that.
Of course, I know that real well.
It's so amazing that John Runyon's the guy of this. He's in charge. John Runyon was the dirtiest player in the National Football League.
He was dirty.
He knows dirty though. When you get one of those guys who commits the crimes and then they start helping the FBI bust others. That's kind of the role here.
Catch but I think hand deal kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Great movie, by the way. Yeah. I'm surprised you've seen it.
It really is awesome.
Parts of it.
I think at least 50% of the fine should go to the player that got railed. You know, like Flannoy should be getting the.
Hold on a second.
What do you mean? That he literally said he keeps railing dudes.
I didn't say that.
You said that?
That was part of the Section 12 rule book.
He added that in?
You can't rail dudes after the play.
All right.
Between the whistles.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, that was verbatim.
That's part of it.
So yeah. Flannoy should get some of this this money.
Interesting.
For getting railed?
Yeah. He doesn't do it for the love of the game.
I think you're onto something.
Called something else.
You guys are really, this is a really intense conversation regarding payment for work. I see where you guys are going with this.
Yes.
I like it. I approve.
Yeah. It's the end of the year, man.
Yep. That being said, you kind of hate seeing Flannoy take that hit after he's been putting these games together.
Absolutely.
Like
I thought he messed up his ankle myself the way he got rolled up. I didn't think it was knee, but guys are telling me, I don't know if they've got the MRI done yet, but they were supposed to do something this afternoon.
Well, I need to know because I was hoping we would open the show with the injury updates.
Breaking news.
With the golden phone of Brian Broaddus. If we don't, then we have nothing planned for 2 o'clock.
No, right? I reached out and I was told MRI today, haven't heard anything.
Well, this MRI better happen within the next 5 minutes or we're about to have some dead air.
Okay. I think that y'all can just talk.
We'll be good.
Yeah. Or not talk.
We got plenty prepped. Ouch. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Well, you want to start off then right now? Or
yeah.
What do you think? So, does Flannoy have a future
absolutely.
With this team as a higher than third? Or
I think he can be a wide receiver, too. I mean, for those that Tolo, I've been campaigning for Ryan Flannoy ever since preseason. I think he's super talented. I'm a big fan of Ryan Flannoy.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you get out of that chair and just take a victory lap around?
Thank you. Not right about a lot, but Ryan Flannoy's making me very, very proud. Him
man's
and BB, those are my
no
two
ass,
guys.
But long arms.
Those are my two guys. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Ryan Flannoy, truther right here. I think he absolutely can be a wide receiver too. But goodness gracious, if he's your wide receiver three, we're going to party because we've got a damn good receiving core.
Okay. One of the things I threw out ridiculously last week was Pickens, you know, go ahead and go ahead and put that tag on him. Then maybe find a way to trade. Because right now, you don't have enough assets in the draft. And we talked with Steven a little bit about that earlier today.
Yeah, you guys asked Steven some good questions about that.
Yeah, good job with that.
How do y'all feel about the assets or maybe trying to figure out how to acquire more?
You might better off trading that 13th pick. You might get more for it is what you might do. Move the 13th pick that you're going to have. Move your own pick. Instead of the Packers pick, you'll probably get more for it, is what I would consider doing. But a lot of it depends on what you do in free agency, though. If you step up and, you know, you spend some money and you don't bottom fish and say, signing our own is the right thing to do, you know, you go out and get some legitimate players and make this thing where you don't have to sit there and pigeonhole and you're like, we just got to draft defensive guys now. Give yourself some flexibility. If you go out and spend some money and find some ways to kind of shore up some areas – and then go in the draft with the attitude of, like, we're flexible enough to trade the picks if we want to get more picks, or we can stand there and make picks. I just got to give yourself some flexibility. If they don't do anything like that, we're going to be talking about another team not in the playoffs again. Mm-hmm. It just they have got to do something differently when it comes to their approach with the way they team build in the offseason.
I liked that this past offseason, they used the picks.
Mm-hmm.
They made some trades to add. They spent poorly in free agency, but they did spend. I was like, all right, if we can figure out how to bump that up a little bit in free agency, maybe this can be a little bit better. And you are using all avenues.
Yeah.
It did seem like this was a different – this season seemed a little bit different on that trajectory of saying we're going to expand out instead of just saying we'll go find us some guys. But it wasn't enough for sure. And then this draft has to produce more.
Yeah.
And you guys – I always feel like – confident that you guys can help find the right players to add to this team. I listen to you guys. I think y'all do fantastic work.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, man, go get those guys. Just do what they said to do, and this team will be a little bit better. But,
well, I mean, it's like, trust me, though, we're wrong on some of these cats, though, too. I mean,
just some, though.
It's just
two.
Like I said, it's to me, I don't think it's that hard to do. I really don't. I don't think drafting is very hard to do. I just feel like, though, the problem with the Cowboys is they've got too many voices in that room drafting. They've got some guys over there and some gals that know what the hell they're doing. The problem is they got too many voices. That's the problem. You can beat up on Will McClay all you want, but I think Will McClay does a damn good job of having to deal with Jerry and Steven, the head coach and his coaches, and the scouts. I think he gets put in a terrible situation.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Zach and I were talking about this last night while we were getting paid, is that we feel like, though, that you know, if you take that out of the equation, there's things, you know, because they're not going to do anything differently with the general manager. That's not going to change.
Yeah, we can argue
but
that.
But maybe how many voices there are in the room needs to change. That could be a good start.
And that's part on the general manager because he invites all the voices.
Listen. He understands that if you beat him up when it's successful, he wants to take the credit. So he's willing to let you beat him up. The problem is he's been beaten up for 30 years. That's a problem.
Yeah, he used it with us years ago, the Ford conversation. Look, I got 7 phones right here. They're all the experts in their field. I pick up one. I don't have the answers. They do.
Yeah.
Well, are those all people that you have those phones for? Are those all the best at what they do?
Bill Parcells is going to tell him when Todd Bowles gets fired, you need to hire him for a defensive coordinator job. That's what's going to happen. Jerry, I'd love to be able to say that Jerry Jones is going to go out there and have an understanding of if it's Jim Schwartz or Todd Bowles or whoever he goes and gets as his defensive coordinator, it's going to be somebody's advisement to go do that.
It's not Jerry doing that, right?
What's that?
Apparently, it's supposedly Shoddy that's going out there and going to go get the defensive coordinator.
Just saying, though, the recommendation, and you're right, but you know that's
at least that's what Shoddy told us.
Shoddy needs to step up and say, "Listen, I've got an idea of who I would like, you know, but I have a feeling Jerry is going to get somebody is going to pick up the phone and tell Jerry Jones, you need to hire Todd Bowles, you need to hire you know whatever coach gets fired that's looking for a gig." There's going to be calls that are made. Jerry needs to go to Shoddy and say, hey, listen, I'm hearing this about. Bring him in, talk, put him on the board. Tell me how you're going to coach these guys we have. Because I can't change them all out this year. But tell me how you're going to coach. Brian Flores. You know, firsthand, you saw how Brian Flores kicked your ass.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not amazed by how he takes players and puts them in positions to make plays and plays zone defense behind that, you ain't watching the National Football League.
And that's right there what gets you guys paid. So while y'all are being paid today to checks. Do show.
No, we're doing this for free today.
Okay, this one's for free.
It's the holiday season.
What do you have coming up on the show?
Yeah, it's the show of giving back. We've got our buddy Brian Dantzel. Elite Media Network, 3 o'clock. We'll talk all things college football with him. We've got the Shoddy Presser at 5 o'clock, which we'll be picking apart afterwards. And, of course, LA Live at 5:40 in the Expressway.
Fantastic stuff right there. That's the G-Bag Nation. Roll home with those fellas. We will be at Freebirds in Addison tomorrow off of Beltline. Thank you very much. Yes.
Needed that.
We will be at Freebirds in Beltline, Addison off of Beltline tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you there. Until then, you've been Masterpiece.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.